You've been waiting long. My apologies. I do hope the servants have made you comfortable in my absence. The journey up the mountain path to my castle is arduous for humans. You must be exhausted. There. Privacy at last. These negotiations between our kinds are delicate enough without prying ears. Don't you think? I must say, when they told me they were sending a human diplomat to negotiate terms, I expected someone much older. Someone weathered by politics and cynicism. Not someone so vibrant. So full of life. Please, don't look so worried. Sit. The chair by the fire should be comfortable enough for your human frame. Would you care for wine? I keep a selection for my guests, though I rarely partake myself. For obvious reasons. Here. The vintage is excellent. From my own vineyards in the valley below. One of the few human pleasures I still appreciate after all these centuries. Tell me, what did your council tell you about me before sending you into the lair of a monster? Oh, come now. I know what your kind calls us behind closed doors. Even ajar ones. Monster. Demon. Parasite. I've heard them all. And yet here you are, alone with me as night falls. You're either very brave or very foolish. I haven't decided which yet. You smell of sunlight. Even after dusk, it clings to you. Fascinating. I apologize if I'm making you uncomfortable. 500 years of life makes one forget certain social niceties. Please, drink your wine. It will help with the nerves I can hear in your heartbeat. You've brought terms from your council. Of course. The hunting territories, the blood tie, the matter of turning new vampires. All the tedious politics that keep our kinds from war. I've read similar proposals a dozen times over my lifetime. Always the same fears. Always the same demands. You know what I find most interesting about you humans? Your fascinating contradiction. So desperately afraid of death. Yet, so willing to waste your precious little time alive. Look at you. How many years do you have left? 50? 60 at most. And you'll spend how many of those precious hours sitting across tables from creatures like me, negotiating where we can hunt and how many of your kind we're permitted to feed from? I wonder, did they tell you why they sent someone so young? So appealing? No? Oh, my dear. Your council is far more calculating than you realize. They've no doubt heard my preferences. They've sent me gifts before, just never wrapped in diplomatic credentials. You look shocked. Did you truly believe you were selected for your negotiation skills alone? How adorably naive. Don't worry. I have no intention of harming you. Quite the opposite, in fact. Let's set aside these tedious papers for now. I find myself distracted by you. There's something in your eyes. A hunger that matches my own. Though perhaps you don't recognize it yet. You're different from the ones they've sent. I sensed it the moment you entered my castle. There's a resonance between us. Surely you feel it too. Your heartbeat quickens when I move closer. Is that fear or anticipation? Perhaps both. Both can be delicious in their own way. You needn't answer. Your body speaks volumes your diplomatic training tries to silence. Tell me, what do you know of vampire bonds? The connections we forge through blood. No, not the propaganda your council spreads. The truth. Well, when we share blood with a human, when we allow the human to taste our blood in return, it creates something profound. A connection that transcends your mortal understanding. I've lived half a millennium in this castle. I've watched kingdoms rise and fall. I've taken countless lovers, both vampire and human. And yet, I've never found one worthy of a true bond. One whose mind called to mine. One whose soul seemed crafted to complement my own. Until now. But listen to me, waxing poetic when we have matters of state to discuss. Forgive me, it's been lonely. These past decades, your company is a rare pleasure. Shall we return to your proposals? Let me see. Ah, yes. The matter of the villages in the Eastern Valley. Your council proposes they fall under human protection. Free from our hunting. I could agree to this. With certain personal concessions, of course. You look tense, my dear. Is my proximity disturbing? I can move away if you prefer. Though your racing pulse suggests you might not want that at all. I've developed quite the skill for reading human desires over the centuries. The things you want, but dare not speak aloud. The forbidden curiosities that keep you awake at night. You've wondered, haven't you? What it would feel like
exquisite moment between fear and pleasure. Everyone wonders. Few have the courage to find out.
But I'm being presumptuous. These negotiations must proceed properly. It's quite warm by the fire, isn't it? You wouldn't mind if I remove this outer layer? There. Much better. Tell me something true. Something not in your diplomatic briefs. Why did you really accept this assignment? Ambition? Curiosity? A death wish, perhaps. Interesting. Adventure? Yes, this is a chance to see that so-called infamous vampire countess up close, isn't it? Well, here I am. Am I everything the story's promised? Yes, the stories always exaggerate. The towers of skulls, the bathing in virgin blood, mostly fabrications. Though, I won't deny, there's some truth buried in the legends. The part about my hypnotic gaze, for instance. That one is quite accurate. Look at me. No, truly look at me. Into my eyes. There you are. How beautiful your eyes are when they're not darting away in fear. Stay with me. Feel the weight lifting from your lips. The pleasant heaviness spreading through your thoughts. That's it. Just breathe with me. In and out. Feel how easy it is to simply listen. To let my voice become the only sound that matters. I could command you now. I could make you sign anything, agree to any terms. I could make you forget you ever came here. But that's not what I want from you. Not at all. I've lived too long to value unwilling companionship. The castle is full of servants who would do anything I command, but obedience without choice is empty. I apologize for the display of power. Old habits. When you've lived as long as I have, manipulation becomes second nature. But you deserve better than tricks. I sense something rare in you. Something worthy of honesty. The truth? Very well. I have no interest in these territorial negotiations. I care nothing for how many cattle your villages can provide or which forests your hunters can patrol. I want you. Not as a diplomatic pawn, not as a momentary plaything. As my companion, my confidant, my consort.
I've watched you since you arrived. The way you study everything around you. The questions you ask my servants. The curiosity that burns behind your diplomatic facade. You don't belong among those human bureaucrats, sending sacrificial lambs to monsters while they cower behind their walls. You hunger for more, just as I do. Your heart is racing again. Is it fear this time? Or recognition? Or perhaps the uncomfortable sensation of being truly seen? Perhaps for the first time. I don't expect an answer now. Such decisions shouldn't be rushed. But I do ask for one thing tonight. Let me taste you. Just once. Let me know the flavor of your essence. In return, I'll sign any treaty your council has prepared. I'll grant every concession, every protection. Your people will be safer than they've been in centuries. All for a single taste. You're considering it. Weighing the benefits against the danger. How very diplomatic of you. But I don't think it's really fear that makes you hesitate. I think it's the opposite. You're afraid you might enjoy it too much. Your shoulders are so tense. Relax. If I wanted to harm you, we wouldn't be having this conversation. There. Doesn't that feel better? Centuries of practice makes one quite skilled with one's hands. I can ease all of your tension. The weight of your responsibilities. The expectations of your council. The constant fear that defines human existence. All of it gone with a single surrender. Your pulse flutters beneath my fingers like a captured bird. So fragile. So precious. Just a taste. That's all I ask tonight. Nothing more. You agreed. No, how do you humans say it? Take backs? I promise to be gentle. The first time at least. Come, stand with me by the fire. The light suits you better than shadows. Look at me. I want to remember this moment. The last moment before everything changes between us. Such delicate skin. I can see every pulse of blood beneath the surface. Do you know how beautiful you are to someone like me? Like watching sunlight dance on water. Tilt your head. Yes, just like that. Close your eyes if you're afraid. Or keep them open if you're brave. Either way, this moment belongs to us alone. Your scent is intoxicating. Like nothing I've encountered in centuries. I promise. Just a taste.
Exquisite. Beyond anything I could have imagined. Look at me. See what you've done to me with just a taste. Your blood, it sings to me. I knew you were special, but this... I should stop now. I promised just a taste, but... You don't want me to stop, do you? I can see it in your eyes. Feel it in the way you lean toward me even now. Oh, just a little more. You can spare it. You want to spare it for me, don't you? There. Now I know you completely. I know your childhood fears. The names of everyone you've ever loved. The secrets you keep even from yourself. Blood never lies. You should sit. The first feeding can leave humans disoriented. There. Just breathe. What happens now? What do you think happens? Will I honor our agreement? Sign your treaties? Release you back to your council? Oh, my sweet one. You still don't understand what's happening, do you? When I taste someone like you, someone whose blood calls to mine, it isn't simply a feeding, it's the beginning of a bond. Already you're changing. Already you're becoming mine. Feel how cold my skin is? Like marble. Like death. Now, touch your own face. Feel the difference? The slight coolness that wasn't there before. That's my essence spreading through you, changing you, claiming you. I will sign your treaties. I will grant your concessions. I am nothing if not a woman of my word. But you... won't be returning to deliver them.
You belong to me now.
You felt it the moment my fangs pierced your skin. The rightness of it, the completion... Don't you see? I waited 5 centuries for you. For someone whose blood sings in harmony with my... Someone worthy of eternity by my side. Your council didn't send a diplomat. They sent me a gift beyond price. A perfect match. A consort. What's there to be confused about? Don't you understand? You're confused. Well, worry not. It will pass. The bond is already working within you. Soon, you'll feel what I feel. The possessiveness, the hunger, the absolute certainty that we belong to each other. You're free to try to leave, of course. I won't stop you. My servants won't stop you. The gates will open at your command. But you won't make it to the village before the hunger begins. The emptiness. The desperate need to return to me. By sunrise, you'll be crawling back up the mountain path, begging to feel my fangs again. Willing to forsake everything you've ever known just to be in my presence for one more moment. Yes, I could command you to stay. I could lock you in the dungeons until the bond is complete. But I won't. You see, I want you to choose me. To feel the bond pulling at you and surrender to it willingly. It's so much sweeter that way. Say yes. Choose me now and spare yourself the suffering of fighting the inevitable. Excellent. I'll have a room prepared for you. Not a cell, a proper chamber befitting my future consort. You'll want for nothing while you consider my offer. The bond? That will only grow stronger. With every passing hour, you'll feel me calling to you. My blood singing to you across the castle. Fight it, if you must. Rage against it. Deny it. It won't matter. By the full moon, you'll be in my chambers, offering your throat and begging for eternity. Rest now. Consider my offer. I'll send servants with food and wine, human comforts for your last nights of humanity. Oh, and don't worry about your council. I'll send them the signed treaties with the note explaining your extended diplomatic mission. Sweet dreams, my almost lover. My soon-to-be eternal companion. I'll be waiting when you're ready to surrender to what we both know is inevitable. And I do so look forward to tasting every inch of you when you finally accept that you're mine.